When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet this week and get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome to this New Year's Eve edition of the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am Susie Hunter. We got Ali Monroy producing. Will she hop in every once in a while? I don't know. We'll see if she feels like it. She does feel like it. I hope you're watching us on YouTube because that is where the fun happens. We have got such a fun show. This show is all about business and baseball. First, we talk to Alex Katz of Custom Stadium Kicks. They do incredible stuff, including with a bunch of Rockies. And we talked to Amanda Sloan of Art of Left Field. She makes some incredible pieces, jewelry, other stuff. Find her posted up near Coors Field all the time. We talked to her too. But that is the theme. That is the theme of today. But first, also, we got to acknowledge that this is the last DNVR Rockies podcast of 2022. I can't believe it. What a life-changing year for me. Not so much for the Rockies. Ali, are you a New Year's resolutions girl?
I am. I would say, yeah, I like to look forward to the new year with some hope and being like, all right, we're gonna start doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like that. New Year's is my favorite holiday.
Me too.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You know, there's so many different ways that we measure a year. It's like, oh, this is my work anniversary. This is my birthday. This is when I started school this year. But it's like one day every year, everyone turns the page together. And I love that. I love it.
I do too. And there's always some fun traditions. I know my family has some really, really fun traditions that we do every New Year's. So it makes it even more fun.
What do Ecuadorians do for New Year's?
Oh, a lot. I'll start with like the most popular, I think, Latino one, which is eating 12 grapes right before the countdown and making a wish on every single grape.
Oh, that's so cute. So do you do one wish for every month or just 12 wishes?
I would say it depends on who you are. I do just 12 wishes for the entire year.
I like that. Maybe I'll do that in Miami.
It's fun. And then you can do, you can wear red or yellow, red signifying love, yellow signifying money. And then in Ecuador, they actually like do something called el año viejo, which they like make a figurine out of like old test papers, homework, ex significant others, clothes, like you make a doll basically, or like this figure, and then when the clock strikes midnight after you do the grapes and things like that and hug your family and all that good stuff, you go outside and you actually burn it, and it signifies that you're saying goodbye to the last year. So there's a lot of really fun ones, and that's why New Year's is my favorite, because it's really when I get to like experience a good part of my like Latino culture.
Wait, those are so many good traditions. I love the idea of like taking all of your paperwork from the last year and just like burning it and saying goodbye.
You're saying goodbye, leaving it in the past. A lot of people, depending on how big it is, because some of these are like life size, other of them are smaller. You jump mm-hmm. over it, signifying you're letting go of the last year and moving forward into the future. So they might be silly to some, but I love it, especially growing up as a little kid doing it. It like was so much fun. So
that is so cool. Oh my gosh. I'm going to like get together like all of my W-2s from 2022. And just burn them.
Burn them and jump Bye. Over it and be like, we're done.
Oh my gosh. Now I have to get all of my paperwork down to Miami because that's where I'm spending New Year's. This is a pre-recorded show, by the way. So like I would never work the day before a holiday now that I don't have
to.
Of
course.
I love this. You've given me so many great ideas for my celebrations.
I'm happy. I'm happy for anyone to partake in these. They're so fun.
Thank you for sharing. It won't be considered appropriation, or will it be? Can I be cool? You messaged me offline.
Everyone joining in is cool.
Okay, good. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want them to be like, oh, Susie, like, who does she think she is? Listen, I'm a cultured woman. I am an appreciator of many different traditions.
Yeah, you can say, I taught you and I told you it was okay.
I'd be like, Allie Monroy told me I could. Do you know her? Of course you do. Yeah. She said it was good. I love it. We have such a cool show. I'm like really excited about this one. I had a great time putting this together. But yeah, the first interview that we have is with Alex Katz. But I need to show you what this guy does to give you the proper context before we show you the interview. So he worked with Kyle Freeland earlier this year, and Kyle got a pair of custom cleats. But the thing is, the thing that they do, this company, Stadium Custom Kicks, they do this, the delivery, the handoff is like a big thing. They post them on Instagram. They're so fun. They deliver them, if they can, they deliver them at the ballpark. But take a look at this one. This one's so cool. Oh, wait, no, actually, we've got Michael Tolia first. So these are Michael Tolia's custom cleats. There they are. All right, so this is how they make them. And they collab with the athletes on different elements that they want featured in those. You can see on the side, I commented on it with flame emojis. I love these. These are so cool. Yeah, they're very good at social media. That's how I found out about them. But yeah, Michael Tolia celebrated his rookie season with some custom cleats. And then here is the handoff. This is Jazz, but she's going to hand off the cleats to Kyle Freeland. But yeah, it's a whole event. It's a whole scene. So excited to get them. Look at him go. So yeah, the big bag. There's like a custom sneaker bag. Obviously, you got to get the picks for the gram in there. This looks good. He's very excited. Probably the most excited I've ever seen Kyle Freeland. Love it. All right. And then, of course, they are not limited to just athletes getting these custom kicks, because Colorado's own LG Red, Lauren Gardner, who is an MLB Network host, she has a pair too. She got hooked up with the pair at the beginning of last season. Very MLB themed, of course. She's always swagged out. But yeah, everyone's got a pair. I kind of want a pair too. But before we get into whether or not I'm going to be able to snag some cleats, we got to shout out some of our faves. But we're going to start with us right here at home. If you're not a diehard, listen up, fam. Watch parties happen nearly every day of the week at the DNVR Par at the corner of Colfax and York. And if you are not a diehard already, listen, you're missing out on price breaks for all of our tailgates, all of our events, and the Nuggets party buses. You are, you know, listen, you're missing out on getting those extra raffle tickets at all of our events. You are missing out on all access to the members. I'm sorry. Diehards only Discord. There is a community for everyone in there. You can just talk about your favorite sport in there and not have to worry about jerks or politics. It is just a straight up good time. And if you're not a member already, if you're not a diehard already, don't fret. It is 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com. And listen, you got to check out our events at thednvr.com as well. We've got an events calendar. And if there's an event you want to go to in person, Game Time is the hottest ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. So if you've ever dreamed of sitting at the 50-yard line, courtside, right behind home plate at Coors Field, maybe you want to go to that Taylor Swift concert. Maybe you want to buy me tickets for Taylor Swift. It is all possible with the Game Time app. And if you're eyeing up Rockies tickets now, thinking about spring, maybe wait a little bit because you can save up to 60% when you wait closer to first pitch with Game Time. I've been using this app forever, but listen, the bottom line is if you love DNVR, you will love Game Time. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description of the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, Ali is showing you where to find it. We're making it so easy for you. It's good though. Game Time makes it so easy. So easy to get the absolute best seats. And listen, one of my favorite seats is at an American Raptors game. Surely you've heard of the American Raptors. They are Rugby Town USA's newest rugby team. They are composed of athletes who have competed at the highest level of their respective sports, coming from backgrounds in basketball, football, baseball, track and field, soccer. They've got all of the skills to succeed at the very aggressive sport of rugby. And the absolute best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game, they are totally free. So head to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your ticket for free for the upcoming season. And if you can't make it to a game, the good news is AmericanRaptors.com streams every single game from their website. So check it out. But wait, it gets even better because our guy, Colton Strickler, has it all covered for you on the DNVR Rugby Podcast. It's weekly. Hit that subscribe button. Follow him. Follow our DNVR rugby account to keep up with the latest news. You can learn rugby from Colton's 101 rugby podcasts. And he's got exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches. You can get all of that and more at AmericanRaptors.com. All right. I mentioned we talked to Alex Katz, the guy behind Stadium Custom Kicks. Let's roll that interview. All right, joining the pod now is a guy I'm so excited to talk to because I've been a fan of the brand for a while now, Alex Katz of Stadium Custom Kicks. Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
I love what you guys do, and I've seen you guys have worked with some Rockies, even especially recently. How do you work on those designs with the guys? How do you collaborate? How does it all come together?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, one of the athletes is reaching out to us and pretty much just says, you know, hey, I want to do some cool looking cleats. And then we ask them what ideas they have. Most of the time they have every detail ready to go. And a lot of times they like to see a little mock-up, a visual of the design before we paint it. And then it's a pretty simple process. Either we supply the cleats or the athlete sends them to us. And then, you know, a few weeks later, voila, they have the final product and they're super stoked about it.
All right, just a few weeks. That feels like a quick turnaround time for like literal art.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started in 2017, I think turnaround was around 5 to 6 months. It was pretty crazy. But since then, we've built up our team, and we have 30 artists with our team right now. So that definitely helps with turnaround time, and we have studios throughout the whole country. So, you know, if a Marlins player needs some shoes done pretty quickly, we have two of our artists are down in Miami, so that definitely allows for that quick turnaround time.
I like that. I like the strategy that you guys have. I mean, like the cleats, the shoes, they're amazing on their own, but I love the handoff that you guys do at stadiums. It's like a whole event.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one of the coolest things about what we do. For the first, you know, two to three years, pretty much I'd say 99% of orders, especially orders from NFL and MLB guys, we just mailed the shoes or the cleats to them, and there's really no interaction. You know, sometimes the athlete had no idea who we were, what we were about, anything. They just knew us behind the scenes, you know, because there's really no face to our company. I stay behind the scenes as much as possible, especially while I'm still playing professional baseball myself. So this past season, we decided to create a new Instagram page called SCK Delivery Day. And With the Instagram feature of being able to collaborate posts, it's perfect since we already have a large following on our main Instagram page. We were able to collaborate delivery day videos with the SEK delivery day page. And I'd say about once a week or once every other week, we try to put out a new video handing over to cleats, because it's a great way to show off the personalities and the inspiration behind the design.
I love that. What's the origin story? How did you go from being an athlete to an athlete and an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say when I first got drafted in 2015 by the White Sox, and I got my first paycheck, I realized that I wouldn't be able to, you know, I'd have a few years to make it to big leagues, otherwise I'd have to move on. And that's not what I wanted to do. You know, no matter how long it took me to get to the big leagues, even if it took me 10, 15 years, I didn't want the finances of playing minor league baseball to stop me from chasing the dream. And I saw so many teammates and friends who had the talent to make it to the big leagues quit or retire because they couldn't afford to do so. So I remember when my dad visited a few weeks in, you know, we were thinking of some ideas to do in the off season, you know, maybe even give pitching lessons and stuff like that. And that it wasn't until a few years later when I played in the World Baseball Classic in 2017 with Team Israel that I got the idea of, you know, turning customization of cleats into a little side hobby. And pretty much the rest is history. It grew over time. And in 2019, that's when we started adding artists to the team. And, you know, we started with one artist to 5 to 10 to now 30 artists working for us.
That's absolutely incredible. Also, what a grind. Just being a minor leaguer is such a grind. And then, like, you're adding a business onto it. That's so much. That sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, it's nonstop work. I think I have like 10 full-time jobs. But if you do what you love, you know, I don't think I've ever worked a day in my life. I've never had a 9-to-5 job. As soon as I finished college or my junior year of college, I got drafted by the White Sox. So I've been playing professional baseball and designing sick shoes and cleats for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. So I don't think I've ever worked a day in my life. I enjoy everything that I do.
I mean, you've got some really cool jobs, but I don't doubt that you actually do work hard. Are you going to have any involvement in the World Baseball Classic this coming year?
Yep. So I'm on the 50-man roster for Team Israel. And obviously they have to bring that down to 35. So, you know, the goal and dream is to be on that roster when we're down in Miami in March of this year.
That'll be nice. March in Miami. Sounds nice. Do you have guys ordering some more cleats and custom shoes for the World Baseball Classic? Do you get an uptick for the holiday season? What's business like?
Yeah. The busiest time of year is right now with the holidays and with My Cause, My Cleats with the NFL. We worked with 4 full NFL teams this year, and that's obviously a grind with everyone that orders now wants their orders in for Christmas. So a lot of last minute orders now. And then after the holidays, it turns into baseball season. So I'd say November through February is very busy for us.
Well, I'm grateful that you were able to take the time to chat with me for a couple of minutes about this. Tell everyone where we can follow along with everything that Stadium Custom Kicks is doing.
Yeah. So our main page is our Instagram page. It's at Stadium Custom Kicks. And we also have our Stadium Custom Equipment and SEK Delivery Day Instagram page. Stadium CK on Twitter, and our website is stadiumcustomkicks.com. So as long as you type in Stadium Custom Kicks, you'll find something. I think we're on pretty much every platform, including TikTok as well.
I love that. One more question though. If I were to order custom kicks, am I important enough to make the delivery day page?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. If, if you want, if a big leaguer wants, if, you know, a kid in the little league, a high schooler, college athlete wants, we like to see the reaction on everybody. So we treat everyone equally. There's no, you know, we don't treat you differently depending on who you are.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Alex. Good luck with this very busy season for you. Good luck with the WBC. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
So I really want a pair of custom sneakers. I don't know if I want, I mean, of course, I don't want cleats. There's nothing I can do with a pair of cleats. But I loved that I asked him, like, oh, like, do I get a fancy handoff? And he was like, oh, yeah, but also everyone gets one. I'm like, great. I thought I was special for like a second. And apparently I'm not. It's fine. I I need to figure out. If you've got ideas of what I should get on cleats, like, do let me know in the members only Discord or in the comments. I love feedback. I'm a crowdsourcer. We all know this. All right. So the other interview we have for the show, we talked to Amanda Sloan of Art of Left Field, but she makes some great stuff. So she does a lot of jewelry, but she's not just jewelry, and you'll see what she has planned for spring training coming up. But also, you know, she's got some famous people wearing her stuff too. Alana Rizzo, another Colorado girl. She's got the baseball bracelet. I have a pair of her earrings too. Again, you will see those in the interview, but she's got, if you're a baseball fan and you like accessories, you're going to love her stuff. But first, we got to talk about DraftKings Sportsbook. Listen, the fans, the tradition, the glory, there is absolutely nothing more thrilling than college football, especially during bowl season. And listen, the action is far from over. So my go-to for betting is DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. And right now, new customers can place a $5 pre-game moneyline bet on a college football team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Plus, everyone can combine bets for a bigger payout with DraftKings same game parlays. So listen, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR, and new customers can place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on a college football team to win and get $150 if your team does. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, we got to hear from Amanda Sloan now. Take a listen. All right, joining the pod now is Amanda Sloan of Art of Left Field. All the baseball girlies love her jewelry. She's got a shop that you'll see pretty close to Coors Field. But Amanda, how are you doing this holiday season?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah. You know, this episode is all focused on, you know, businesses that are around the baseball world. You make incredible jewelry, incredible little trinkets, so many great accessories. How did you get started with this very baseball specific brand?
So I love baseball way too much. And originally I just could not find what I was looking for. I don't wear pink, I don't wear sparkles, I don't wear glitter, I don't wear sequins, you know. And I've never actually noticed that there being a pink baseball team. So yeah. I could never really understood that one. But honestly, I like the baseball. And I wanted to put that into something where I could feel the stitches of the baseball and, you know, nothing on top of it, nothing added. And so I made myself a necklace out of a baseball, and somebody liked it. And then I made myself a pair of earrings out of baseballs, and somebody liked those. And I figured there were probably other people out there that wanted them. So it gives me a really good excuse to talk baseball with people and pretend that I'm normal with this baseball issue of mine. So.
Well, you know what? I said before we started recording, this is a safe space, because obviously, like, you know, here in Denver, you know, Rockies fans, like, it's like an extra struggle sometimes to be a fan. So I feel like we are just on another level of fandom. We're baseball crazy. But yeah, I love your point of, like, yeah, lots of gear for women is just pink, or it's just glittery, and or it's in like a very like fancy font that like has nothing to do with like the font of the team. Exactly. So yeah, this is like, I feel like, okay, I'm represented now. I've got jewelry, but like, I don't look like goofy.
And that's the other thing. For Little League moms, it's mm-hmm. been kind of a big deal, because now they're not all wearing the same t-shirt. They can wear a black tank top and jeans to the game, and a necklace with their kid's first home run in it. And they're just as baseball, if not more, than everybody else. So I feel like there are some baseball moms out there that have appreciated this as well.
So wait, do baseball moms give you a baseball and they're like, make this into something that I can wear?
Yep. So I can take a baseball that is special to you in any way and put it into any of my settings, whether it's something you caught at a game or a first Little League home run. And the cool thing is with those is I make it in a necklace where I can hide the cut in the back and you can still display the ball, but mom can wear the necklace to the games, and she probably cares more than the kid does most of the time anyway. So.
Oh, that's really cute, though.
Yeah, it's fun. I actually sit around and cry half the time while I'm making things because they're really sweet and sentimental. And someone, you know, tells me a wonderful story and sends me a baseball. And it's turned out to be really cool.
Oh, my gosh. When did you start doing this? What's the timeline on this?
It was kind of just a side thing, a sanity thing. I loved baseball and I was I really wanted to get a job in baseball. Honestly, I applied to a lot of teams for all different positions I might be qualified for. And I was doing this while working other jobs and stuff like that. And the whole front office thing didn't really pan out for me, but I decided to just make my own job in baseball because it's what I want to do. So I'm going to figure it out. And then COVID hit and I went all in because why not? I had an online company already, so I figured might as well just push forward with that and see how it goes. So I wasn't sure about that, but then the All-Star game came to town and that really did help a lot. And I started getting out of the apartment where I make things and, you know, setting up booths and markets and stuff like that all around town just so that people knew I was here.
Yeah. And that's where I found you. I saw your booth outside of Dairy Block, outside of Milk Market. And you've got all these great things. I've got the baseball glove and ball earrings, which I love. These are like such a hit during baseball season. What is it like though, having that booth there? You know, you've got a lot of traffic of people heading to the game. It's a whole vibe out there.
It really is. So I do some pop-up markets around town, but the Dairy Block is my favorite spot. I was able to connect with them last January. And so they gave me about 30 days last season where I was able to pop up on game days and just be there for the people coming to the game and heading out. And it was awesome. It's, you know, I mean, once the season gets going and the weather's good, it's a lot of fun. And that's really a great location. It's only about 2 blocks from the ballpark and they do a lot with the baseball stuff as well. So I just love being able to be there. And honestly, I love being able, they call it the alley, but I swear it's the nicest alley in the whole wide world. It's adorable. Yeah. And there's art and lights and everything there.
It's an event.
Yeah. And just being able to be out there and, you know, not actually even being inside, having people walk by and not have to open a door to see that I'm there. I feel like I've just met a lot of really cool baseball people, honestly. That's kind of my favorite part of the job is I get to talk baseball with people.
Yeah. You've also, speaking of cool baseball people, I've seen some like very important women in baseball wearing your stuff.
It's taking a while, but I feel like I might be getting somewhere.
I think you are. That's great to have, like, you know, people who are, you know, on national broadcasts wearing your stuff.
Yeah. I will say that Alana Rizzo specifically has been incredibly wonderful and supportive. And I'm just so, so honored because I'm the nerd who walked up to her at the first Rockies Fest and told her she was my hero and then turned around and ran away embarrassed. So pretty cool that that's happening now, of all the people.
It is a full circle moment. Does she know that story? Does she remember this?
I hope not. I assume not because it was a while ago and I choose to believe I'm not the only person that ever, well, I was an adult woman looking at another adult woman saying you're my hero. So maybe she does, but...
I would honestly,
yeah, I haven't brought it up.
I would be sure. I'm pretty certain like other adult women have done that to her.
Oh, I hope so. I really do.
That's amazing. This is so cool. I mean, I love seeing, you know, a woman-owned brand taking off, trending in the right direction. What's next? What do you have going on now?
So, the markets just ended this past weekend. And so I'm taking a little breather, just, you know, kind of clearing my head and making sure I can form full sentences again. And January, I'm starting to actually think about stuff for next season. I want to debut some stuff for spring training next year. I like to have some new stuff every year, just so people who are return shoppers will have something new to look at. And here's an example, actually. I am going to be debuting the Disco Bat next season.
I'm obsessed with this.
It is a full-size baseball bat, but who needs a disco ball and disco bat? That's going to be fun. I don't know. I'm just...
This is like, it's like meeting my obsession with baseball with my obsession with Taylor Swift.
And there you go.
Like, this is what I need for my for my little lady cave back
home. I'm going to turn baseball art into fine art eventually. I'm just going to keep stepping it up and making crazy things. And that's the whole name of the company, Art of Left Field. Basically, anything that comes out of my crazy brain fits in. So, yay.
Did you mention to me when I met you that you had like thought of this name and like secured the website like before you even started the business?
Well, I had technically started the business, but I was about to start. I was about to launch my Etsy shop. Mm-hmm. And it was Out of Left Field Art for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, okay, Art of Left Field, that's been staring you in the face this whole time. So I went ahead and grabbed the domain and the Instagram and the Twitter handle and all of the things I could quickly, because Google kept saying, did you mean? And I've never had an original idea. So I figured I had to like jump on that real quick. And now I'm finally in the process of trademarking it. So it's really, truly mine.
It's such a good name. It just works on so many levels.
Well, and it does leave me some freedom. I didn't want to be a jewelry company. I don't know where I'm going to go with it, but I certainly don't want to limit myself. And art can be so, so many things. And, you know, the left field craziness kind of helps that too, because it explains me a little more.
Yeah, I love this. This is perfect. Tell everyone where we can find your stuff online, on social media, so all the right people can come by from your shop.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, I secured Art of Left Field, so artofleftfield.com is the website. It is brand new. I built it right before the market started up for holidays, which might not have been my smartest move, but moving away from Etsy and starting my own thing. And so in the next month or two, you will certainly see it getting bigger and beefed up and better. And then on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Art of Left Field. And if you ever want to get in touch, you can email me at artofleftfield@gmail.com. And then as far as in-person goes, I have talked again with the Dairy Block. It seems like I'm going to have the same deal next year. So the majority of home game days, I will be set up in the Dairy Block Alley, just a couple blocks from Coors Field. And you can also always message me for a schedule. And, you know, for Denver people, we might not have all of the best perks when it comes to baseball, but I will do in-town meetups, so you don't have to pay for shipping. So at least there's that.
Finally, a perk to being a Rockies fan right now.
We do what we can.
Amanda, thank you so much. Enjoy the holidays. I will talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Happy holidays.
Okay, I'm so excited to see all the new stuff Amanda has coming this spring training. She'll be down at spring training. I sure hope I'm down at spring training. I'm already ready. I don't have the countdown ready, but I'm emotionally ready. This has been such a fun New Year show. And, you know, listen, it's a holiday or the day before a holiday, so you know I'm not going to keep you here long, but we've got some fun stuff going down at the DNVR bar all weekend. It's Friday now. You know we've got the FAC, the Friday Afternoon Club. New Year's Eve, the Avs are playing. And, of course, New Year's Day, we've got Broncos and Nuggets, so the bar will be available for you for that. So why not ring in the new year with us? I love it. Make sure you tune in next week to see what city is Susie in again, because it'll be a different one. New day, new mobile studio setup, because I've been given too long of a leash and I am just way too mobile. Follow us at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter. You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And I have been waiting to say this all year, but I will see you next year.